Hi, my name is Isaiah Hardy and welcome to the Vessel Podcast, where we look to inspire, create, and motivate you to have a blessed day. Have you ever thought about the power of your words? Like truly thought about the words that you speak, think, or even say to other people, or even to yourself? I think recently with my relationship with God, I've been questioning certain things about myself, what I do, what I say, or how I think. And in all three areas, I have found that the most important thing is not what I've done, but it is what I say to myself or what I've said to other people, aka the power of words. I'll never forget there was this time in high school where I was on the bus and I was with some friends and they was just cussing real bad. I'm talking real bad. Normal cussing is cool, but they was going way above it. It was like, beep, beep, beep. I'm like, y'all, chill for a second. Like, don't get me wrong. I'll let off a word here or there. But they was going a little deep. And I was like, y'all, why y'all talking like this today? Y'all doing a little too much. And then they said straight up, yo, it's just words. It doesn't really mean anything at all. But recently I've discovered what you say, what you think, and what you even talk to yourself about is important. In the Bible, it talks about the power of your words and that life and death lie within the power of your tongue, and they that love it shall eat its fruit. Life and death lie within the power of your tongue and what you say and what you speak. The words you say, not only about yourself, but to others, have an impact on what your life and what their lives may come to. There's power behind your words. The Bible says there is life and there is death. So Isaiah, what is life words? Life words are those words that you speak to yourself or speak to others that empower you in a positive way. You know, instead of it saying stuff like, it's going to be a gloomy day, or I hate this job, or I can't stay in school, or whatever, you say things like, yo, this is going to be a blessed day today, or I'm grateful I have this job, or I'm going to learn something new at school today. It's one of those things. Positive words, positive vibes. It really empowers your mood. And then you have those death-giving words, those words that destroy your vibe, that destroy the goodness that could be planted. You know, I hate this, or can't stand them, or F this, or whatever it may be. And we're all guilty of both good and bad in using our words. And I think if I could leave with anything today, I would lead you with, use your words for good. Use your words to give life. And not just life to a situation, but life to yourself. I think sometimes the most important things that can be spoken are the words that we speak to ourselves. Because we believe what we say to ourselves. We either speak truth to ourselves or we can lie to ourselves. Meaning, if you look yourself in the mirror and you think you're ugly, it doesn't matter if you are the most beautiful woman or the most handsome man on the planet. You saying what you said to yourself only confirms what you believe. So if you say, I am the most handsome looking brother around, it doesn't matter what other people may think, you will believe what you said. Just like the opposite, I am the ugliest looking man on the planet. That you are, because you believe the words that you are feeding yourself. You have to be speaking good words, good things to yourself. Speak good, positive vibes. And it's not just speaking things to yourself, but it's also speaking to other people. So for example, instead of saying stuff like, I hate this job, or I hate my life, or I hate school, because you're feeding hatred into your life, start saying things like, I'm grateful for this job. I'm grateful for school. I thank God for my life. You start feeding those positive vibes and positive seeds will grow. Positive seeds of encouragement, joy, peace, understanding. And then one of the other things I would encourage you to do is to listen to the words that are coming within your ears. Watch what you listen to. Watch what you feed in that area of your life. I was listening to a Michael Jackson song, and I am a huge Michael Jackson fan. And one of the songs I was listening to recently was Smooth Criminal. Now, Smooth Criminal is my bag, you know. And you're okay, but you tell us that you're okay. Ah, you know, and I was in the grocery store the other day with my moms, and we was shopping and whatever, and I think the song was on or something like that, or I just heard it. And so I was singing it. And I was like, and here you okay? Will you tell us that you're okay? Ah, there's a sound of the window. And my mom was abnormally quiet because she likes Michael Jackson too, but she was giving me these weird looks about singing that song. And I was like, Mom, what's up? And she was like, listen to the words. And I went, Annie, are you okay? Can you tell us that you okay? And then I stopped for a second and I just said the words, Annie, are you okay? Will you tell us that you're okay? There was a sound in the window. He ran into your apartment with the bloodstains on the carpet. Whoa! And I just realized, I know it took X amount of time, but it was like, yo, he's singing about an actual crime here. You know, I think because we get so caught up in music and get caught up in how certain things sound, that it becomes entertaining when we're actually entertaining words of negativity in our lives. There's another song I really like. Oh yeah, Push Me to the Edge. All my friends are dead. Yeah, Push Me to the Edge. You know, I like that. You know. But when I think about that, if that was the reality, like, Push Me to the Edge, All My Friends Are Dead, yo, that would mess me all the way up. And so if we really step back and we look at what we're listening to, what we're feeding in the area of our words, are we using our words for positive things and positive vibes, or we're actually entertaining negative energy? So start using your words for positivity. Use your words for a higher purpose, something greater than yourself. Start feeding words into other people's lives when you pray, or if you pray. Pray for other people and pray positive things on them. Don't be like, you know, Lord, may you strike them down for cutting me off in traffic. No, 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 no. Don't do that. You pray that God gets them home safely. You pray over your friends. You pray over your family. And you speak those positive, encouraging things to people and to yourself. Ultimately, at the end of the day, your words have the power to create and to destroy. And you get to choose whether or not you want to create goodness in your life or negative in your life with the words you say. And ultimately, that is up to you. But I do understand that it can be a difficult thing. Speaking positives, especially when the world is set up to be so negative. One of the things I would encourage to you is to write positive affirmations. Write, I am beautiful, I am smart, I am attractive, I am intelligent, I am strong. And you say these things to yourself every day. Write them on a little note card, hang them up to your bathroom mirror. And when you hang them up, you read those every time you step into the bathroom. Every time you see yourself, you read those out loud and you say it to yourself. And you say those positive things to combat the negative vibes or the negative words that you have spoken to yourself for so long. And when you see somebody that you don't necessarily like, maybe somebody you have beef with, then that's when I would suggest to you that you pray for that person. And I'm telling you this from a place of, Lord, I do not like them. That being said, I ask God that you work on my heart, but I also ask God that you protect them, that you guide them, whatever, whatever, whatever. And that is how you start creating these more positive, happy, energetic vibes than the ones that you have been feeding yourself with these negative words and this negative energy. Because ultimately, guys, the world is negative enough. Maybe it's time for us to start speaking positive energy and positive affirmations to ourselves and to others to make this world a better place. This is the Vessel Podcast, and I appreciate the listeners, and I appreciate all the love and support, and I'll be back next week. All right, be blessed. Peace.